91X News.
It's minus one and cloudy at 3 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Penny. A tribute to John Lennon will take place this Valentine's Day weekend in Belleville. Andy Forgy, lead vocalist for the band All You Need Is Love, tells QNET News why they chose John Lennon.
He was the cool one. He was the rebel. There was something about him. He had a certain glint in his eye that just made me want to listen to more of his music. Doing it on Valentine's weekend, I think, is very apropos because John Lennon wrote so many songs about love, from All You Need Is Love to a song called Love, and it was to She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. It was always about love with John.
The show will take place at the Empire Theater on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Many businesses are looking forward to a big profit from Valentine's Day this weekend. James Gaughan has the story.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and that means flowers, chocolates, and dinners out. Jen Bonter of Live, Love, and Laugh Florists says people are willing to spend a lot on the holiday.
The average sale is usually 100 plus tax.
She says a few people really get into it.
Every year we do up a $300 buzz arrangement, and it sells twice.
That's a lot of money for flowers, and they aren't the only ones profiting. It's a big day for restaurants, too. Liam Thompson is a cook at Eastside Mario's.
I think Valentine's Day is the busiest day of the year. I know last year, the restaurant, they did like $14,000 for the whole day.
Ultimately, though, Thompson doesn't think it matters how much money you spend.
Having dinner with like your significant other is like special enough.
Wishing you a happy Valentine's Day, James Gaughan, QNET News, Belleville.
It's Family Day on Monday, and the Quincy region has plenty of fun planned. There will be family swims and an open gymnasium at the Quincy Sports and Wellness Center, as well as two opportunities for free public skating. The Frink Outdoor Education Center will be holding a day of games, outdoor activities, campfires, and more from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Around the region, Tweed is offering a weekend of license-free fishing. And the Sterling Festival Theater is bringing Thumbelina to the stage at 2 p.m. on Monday. With the recent news that three local golf clubs might be going up for sale, some have wondered what this may do to tourism in the area. Doug Stevenson, the director of Bay of Quinte Tourism, says he doesn't think it will be a problem.
I think, regardless of what happens with these courses, what's important is to note that we're very strong when it comes to golf in the region. It's a big tourism draw.
Recent reports by Quincy News says that Oak Hills will remain a golf course following the sale, but the futures of Wellington on the Lake and Poplar Golf Course are still up in the air. If they do remain open for golfers, Stevenson says he would be excited to see how that could improve golf in the Quincy area.
It's an opportunity for them to build the product and include it in the arsenal that we've got to put out across the province as a leading golf region.
That's QNET News on 91X to 303 in sports. Last night's NHL scores, Joe Thornton and the Sharks took a bite out of the Blackhawks, topping the Hawks 2-0. Los Angeles beat the Bruins in a high-scoring affair, 9-2. The Panthers pounced on the Sabres with a 7-4 win. The Ducks beat the Flyers 4-1. The New York Islanders walked away with a 3-2 shootout victory over the Blue Jackets. Montreal doubled up on the Lightning with a 4-2 win. The Jets handed the Blues a 2-1 shootout loss. Washington beat Nashville 5-3. The Stars topped the Wild 4-3 in a shootout. The Canucks beat the Avalanche 4-1. The Devils walked away with a 2-1 win against the Oilers. And finally, the Finufless Leafs were burned by the Flames, losing 4-3 to start off their Western Canada road trip. There are three games tonight in the NHL. Sidney Crosby looks to continue his hot streak, having scored in a career-high 7 straight games. Crosby and the Penguins are home to the Rangers tonight. Pittsburgh will be without Evgeny Malkin, who is out with a lower body injury. Senators newcomer Dion Phaneuf is expected to start for the first time with the Sens tonight after joining the team in a trade with Toronto on Tuesday. The new-look Sens are set to face off against the Detroit Red Wings in the Motor City. And Vancouver will take the ice in Arizona to play the Coyotes. The Coyotes have lost 4 straight going into tonight's game. Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today's high is -2 and mostly cloudy. Tomorrow will be -3 with a mix of sun and clouds. Friday has a high of -4 with scattered flurries. and Saturday has a high of minus 20 with a mix of sun and clouds. At 3:05, it's minus 2. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Tyler Penny. News on 91X next at 4 p.m.